From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration has decided to prosecute the self-described mastermind of the September 11th attacks and four co-defendants in federal court in New York City rather than before military commissions. Attorney General Eric Holder says the federal court system has proven that it can handle such high-profile terrorism cases.
Although these cases can often be complex and challenging, federal prosecutors have successfully met these challenges and have convicted a number of terrorists who are now serving lengthy sentences in our prisons.
Holder also announced that five other terrorism suspects currently held at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility will be tried before a military commission. Some human rights and civil liberties advocates have criticized the practice of trying terrorism suspects in different legal venues based on where officials believe they have the best chance of getting a conviction. White House counsel Greg Craig is stepping down. He'll be replaced by Bob Bauer, a prominent Democratic attorney who is President Obama's personal lawyer. Craig's resignation comes amid reports of dissatisfaction with his handling of the management of the administration's plan to close Guantanamo. President Obama says he will make his decision soon about whether to send additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan. Mr. Obama says when he does announce an Afghan strategy, he'll spell out the reasons for the choices he's making. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama has met no fewer than eight times with military and diplomatic advisors trying to find a way forward in Afghanistan. He says he's closing in on a decision about whether to send more troops to the region. But before putting young people in harm's way, he says he wants to make sure doing so will make the U.S. safer.
I recognize that there have been critics of the process. They tend not to be folks who are directly involved in what's happening in Afghanistan.
The president spoke after a meeting with Japan's prime minister. Japan this week pledged $5 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Tokyo.
A series of explosions at an ammunition depot in Russia has killed at least one person and injured more than 10 others. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Explosions continue to tear through an arms depot in the region of Ulyanovsk, a few hundred miles outside of Moscow. According to Russian news agencies, firefighters continue to try and put out the blaze at the military arsenal. The governor of the region says that more than 3,000 people have been evacuated from the surrounding area and that the area has been sealed off. The fire reportedly broke out while staff at the facility were destroying weapons. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 94 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 21. This is NPR News from Washington. A federal judge in Arkansas has sentenced evangelist Tony Alamo to 175 years in prison for transporting underage girls across state lines for sex. It was the maximum possible sentence for his conviction on 10 criminal counts for molesting girls that he took as child brides. Alamo's attorneys say they plan to appeal. An arrest warrant released today indicates that DNA evidence links a lab technician to the killing of a Yale University graduate student in September. The technician has been charged with murder in the case. From member station WNPR, Diane Orson reports.
According to the affidavit, a bloody sock and green ink pen were found hidden near the body of 24-year-old pharmacology student Annie Lay. Lay's body was discovered behind the wall of a high-security Yale University research building. Police describe seeing suspect Raymond Clark hide blood-spattered tissues from investigators. The warrant also says Clark aroused suspicion when he began scrubbing the floor of the lab room where the killing took place, even though it was clean. Lay died of asphyxiation. Authorities are calling it a case of workplace violence. Clark is charged with murder but has not entered a plea. He's expected back in court in late December. For NPR News, I'm Diane Orson in New Haven.
What's left of Tropical Storm Ida has been drenching parts of the East Coast today with heavy rain that has triggered flooding from New Jersey to Virginia, where work crews today were clearing tree limbs sheared off by the strong winds. Utility crews are working to restore power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses in Virginia and parts of North Carolina. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.